here's a story from The World.
More news on this situation this afternoon. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the Biden administration is exploring requests to provide badly needed supplies of oxygen to India. Then there are the actual vaccines themselves, not just the raw materials. The White House told the AP today that it would begin sharing the AstraZeneca vaccine and that as many as 60 million doses could be available in the coming months. In recent weeks, there's been a growing push for well-off countries to donate more vaccines to countries in need. But as we hear from The World's Ilana Gordon, vaccine donation is a lot more complicated than it sounds.
The main global initiative to evenly distribute vaccines is called COVAX, but it's falling way short. COVAX so far has shipped just 50 million doses to low- and middle-income countries. It's a fraction of what they had anticipated and an even tinier fraction of what's actually needed.
We have already headed into a kind of COVID-19 vaccine apartheid with very dramatic consequences.
Dag Inge Ulstein is Norway's Minister for International Development and one of the leaders in COVAX. He says a big problem is that wealthier countries have reserved millions of doses that they will never use. This kind of vaccine nationalism only helps the virus.
It is the best recipe for prolonging the pandemic. And secondly, it threatens our own populations through new mutations, and it will continue to do great damage to our own economies and jobs. And of course, it is extremely selfish.
His message is simple.
Begin to share.
Donate some of those vaccines. Follow Norway's lead. The country decided to forego buying doses it would be eligible to get through COVAX and instead donated those funds towards vaccines for lower-income countries. In recent weeks, wealthier countries have changed their tone. Stephen Morrison directs the Global Health Policy Center at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. He says when COVAX was first being set up, higher-income countries said it would be better to just give lower-income countries cash.
Well, now it's becoming apparent that doses are the problem, not cash. And so finding the doses and getting them quickly and rapidly is imperative.
At the G7 meeting in February, leaders of the UK made a big deal of the need to donate vaccines.
Make sure everybody gets the vaccines that they need.
As did Germany. French President Emmanuel Macron said countries like his should share up to 5% of their doses. He told African leaders that same week it was in everyone's interest to help.
Il continuera de tourner, de faire des variants, et vraisemblablement des variants aussi.
But despite all the talk, donations haven't made much of a dent yet.
Compared to the global supply of vaccines and the pre-purchase arrangements, it's minuscule. It's dwarfed by the pre-purchase arrangements of governments.
Anna Bezruki researches vaccine agreements and donations at the Graduate Institute in Geneva. She says as of mid-April, countries had donated about 40 million doses. China is the largest donor. And what determines which countries get these donations? It's not who needs them most.
Instead, they can be grouped based on more of these diplomatic or geopolitical considerations. Neighbors, friends, allies, hoped allies. It's much easier to sort them by those categories than by anything related to the pandemic.
Vaccine donations have been slow for other big reasons. Pharmaceutical companies are struggling to ramp up supply and fulfill contracts. And those contracts are private. They have clauses that can make donations tricky. Gyan Gandhi is with UNICEF and coordinates COVAX's vaccine supply. He says there's the added headache of working out the technical issues for making any kind of transfer.
There are mundane and operational, legal, and logistical challenges for sharing now.
Vaccines have to meet safety and regulatory standards, and it has to be clear who is liable if there's any kind of problem with the vaccine. Gandhi says it was a big deal when France announced last Friday that it was donating actual vaccines, 100,000 doses, from its own supply through COVAX.
It's an exciting test case. Of course, it's one donor country, one manufacturer, and one recipient country, but the test case demonstrates that it's feasible for each of those parties, which suggests that, you know, it should be feasible to do on a larger scale.
Still, whether that happens is a matter of political will. Stephen Morrison with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the United States has a big role to play here. His group estimates that by summer, the U.S. will have a surplus of hundreds of millions of vaccines.
We need a diversified strategy of sharing.
But even in Norway, which is leading the push, vaccine donations have been controversial and prompted a showdown between political parties. So even in countries with a strong tradition of global solidarity and investing in global health, the pandemic is putting everyone to the test. For The World, I'm Ilana Gordon.
From PR. PRX.